Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today we're joined by Steve Gillespie, Senior Director of Unified Computing Systems at Cisco. Welcome, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what a Senior Director of Unified Computing Systems at Cisco does for a living and how you've gotten into this role from your experience in the industry?
This particular position is responsible for all aspects of the unified computing platform, not only the definition and marketing of the product, but also working with our customers and engineers to bring it to market. So that includes the actual computing platforms, the fabric, and the management of UCS.
Great. And why don't you give a little bit of a background for the audience on UCS, when Cisco released this to the marketplace, and what the success of this innovative platform has been since its delivery?
So we've been on the market for now 3 years, and Cisco UCS has had tremendous uptake in the market. We are number two in x86 blade servers in the U.S. and number three in the worldwide. What Cisco UCS brings, which is different than some of the traditional IT systems, is bringing together fabric computing, storage access, and networking all in one platform with a unified management. Customers really appreciate the integrated management and how we're bringing everything together in a unified fashion, which is much better or much more than the sum of parts. It's simplified management. It's bringing really a balanced architecture to be able to meet today's applications.
Can you talk a little bit about the new generation of platforms and what new features you think are compelling in terms of new capabilities that you're offering to customers?
For this announcement, we're bringing to market three new platforms, one blade and two rack servers. These products not only bring together the benefit of unified management, but taking advantage of all of the performance with the new Intel Xeon E5 2600 processors, but also including extended memory, as well as the industry's first 40 gigabit LAN on motherboard on both our blade and rack servers. We believe a balanced architecture is very important to be able to meet not only virtualized applications, but those that need to run on their own physical server, and really the basis for cloud computing as the industry moves in that direction.
When we look at the different UCS platforms that you deliver, can you break those down for us and talk a little bit about, you know, what types of customers would choose which type of platform?
Sure. Let me start with our best-selling blade and really the flagship for UCS. This would be the UCS B200 M3. Not only is it able to incorporate the highest performance E5 2600 processors, but we're also be able to maximize the memory expansion up to 24 DIMMs, 768 gigabytes of memory capacity, along with two either hot plug hard drives or solid state drives, and then also being able to include dual 40 gigabit LAN on motherboard for all the I/O that's required for all these various applications we're talking about.
When you look at the UCS platform, one of the things that people talk about a lot is unified management of those platforms. Can you talk a little bit about the manageability aspects of the solution and what customers have been able to accomplish with the management features that you've built in?
So with UCS, the management of the resources is built into the product. It actually co-resides with the fabric interconnects with UCS. And so it's not additional software that you have to buy or load. It's integrated and unified with the product. So customers can basically easily set up UCS with this particular product, set what we call service profiles, or essentially all the settings for the server within the UCS Manager tool. And then as you need additional computing resources, you can apply this profile to as many compute servers, either blade or rack, as needed. This really allows customers to be able to scale their environment very quickly, to do it in a matter of minutes. It's also very easy to use. Disaster recovery high availability applications also can take advantage of this service profile where your subject matter experts, your storage specialists, networking, and server specialists can all get together, decide what policies need to be applied, and then once that has been saved, then you can apply it to as many computing nodes as needed. UCS Manager is one of the key differentiators for the product, and it's very well respected in the industry. The other thing that we do, we have the ability with our open APIs, is to integrate UCS capabilities, being able to support a variety of management tools in the market, and so very open management model that works well with your existing environment.
Are there any particular features of the processor that enabled you guys to bring new capabilities to customers that you were excited about? And what is it like to work with Intel in terms of delivery of solutions?
With these very powerful processors and the additional cores and features that the E5-2600 bring, we want to make sure that also to feed those processors, we have enough memory and I.O. to do that. And so it goes back to my point that UCS can provide a not only balanced architecture, but it shows up in the benchmarks. And in fact, we have over 53 world-leading benchmarks based on UCS and using, of course, Intel technology to do that. I'm very excited about what we can do together here. We've had a great working relationship throughout the development of UCS over the last 3 years, and we're looking forward to continue to working with Intel. It's been a very good relationship.
Where can customers learn more about these platforms if they want to learn more about UCS, or for customers to look at POCs or other testing opportunities if they have not actually tried out the platform yet?
Oh, absolutely. So on the Cisco website, we have a lot of material, including some emulators and other ways to be able to try out the product in a virtual environment, as well as, yes, we definitely have ways for customers to get proof of concept material to try it out on their own.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure to talk to Cisco about the next generation of technology that you're delivering to the marketplace. And thank you so much for the partnership in delivering the UCS platforms associated with the next generation E5 processors.
Thank you very much for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.